Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
All right, let's talk some defense. Bring Rob Windsor in, former Nittany Lion. Rob, how you been?
Steve, what's up, man? I'm good.
Good. This is a defense that ranks number one in the nation in pass breakups, second in pass efficiency, seventh in tackles for loss, seventh in red zone defense, ninth in sacks, ninth in takeaways, 10th in scoring defense, 10th in defensive TDs, 14th in rushing defense, 14th in third down defense, 18th in total defense. So what have we witnessed over the last 12 weeks?
You know, what I think we witnessed is the standard of Penn State, and we have a history of having a dominant defense. And it's been like that the last couple of years, right? So when I first got with the team in 2015, the defense has been our strength since I've been part of Penn State program, and I don't really see that changing. And to me, that's really the standard. So it's good to see those guys are holding the line.
Felt like from day one, part of the strength of that defense was the secondary. What did you see in how they played this year? Because obviously the defensive front set up some of this stuff, but still how the secondary played.
Well, if you think about it, they really feed off each other, right?
Yeah.
So the defensive line pressures the quarterback. He makes a bad pass, and the secondary feed off that, and it works the other way around. The secondary has really good coverage, and that gives the defensive line more time to just the quarterback. So it's really that yin and yang relationship they got.
P.J. Mustipher is a strong, not just a good player, but he's a strong personality. What does a strong personality mean in the defensive line room?
It means you're the leader. So he does have a strong personality. I mean, me and him always joke that, you know, that's my son, and I'm real proud because I raised him well.
Because he's not afraid to speak up. How important is it to not be afraid to speak up, but also at the same time have the ability to speak up backed up by personal performance?
Oh, extremely important. So first of all, you say not be afraid to speak. It's important not to be afraid, period, right? So football is a very violent game, and you cannot play with any fear. And just the fact that your performance is able to back it up, that just gives what you say credibility, right? No one can really say anything to discredit you because you're walking the walk before you talk the talk.
Adisa Isaac was able to also come back from an injury. And as time has gone, he's played better and better. What did you see in him this season?
You know, I saw him develop a lot as a defensive lineman. Use a lot more moves, because that's really what it comes down to, is being an elite defensive lineman, is what kind of moves are you using to beat an offensive lineman, right? The poor defensive lineman you see, they're just running down the middle of the defensive line. They don't really have a plan. They don't have any moves. And what I think you can accredit this to is Deion Barnes. He's doing a great job.
Right.
I had a chance to sit with him and talk to him about his coaching philosophy, and I was just really impressed. So I think these guys are really lucky to have Deion on staff.
Yeah, no, Deion has been an important part of what John Scott does up front. A guy that made a move from line, he came in as a linebacker. He was in the spring as a linebacker and then eventually moved to defensive end. He's now the veteran of the team. That's Nick Tarburton. Sometimes a guy like that can fly under the radar. How important to you was a Nick Tarburton on this team?
Oh, he's a focal point, right?
Yep.
He sets the edge of the defense. He keeps everything inside. And he's another guy I see getting better and better as it goes. I used to not see Nick as a pass rusher, but these last couple of weeks, I've seen him hit a couple swipe moves. For those of you who don't know what that is, I mean, someone's trying to punch you and you use both hands to knock the offensive lineman's hand down and really get to the quarterback. So I'm seeing growth in him too. And I think, you know, we're gonna miss having Nick around next year.
Yeah. The Curtis Jacobs is a terrific linebacker in his own right, but everybody, and justifiably, has been talking a lot about Abdul Carter. When you watch that freshman play, what are you seeing?
I see potential. That's what I see. You know, the sky's the limit for that kid.
He's explosive, isn't he?
Oh, it's fun to watch.
I've got to ask you that. You are trending toward what, the USFL? Excuse me, the XFL. The XFL.
XFL, yep.
XFL, right? How important is it to you to use that as maybe a jumping off point to get you back into the NFL.
Well, that's what it's all about, really, right? So I came out Penn State having a great career, ended up getting drafted to the Colts, and it was in 2020. So it wasn't the best year, you know, to get drafted, but it was what it was. Came in, I had a really great camp. I was rotating in with the starters. Expected to get signed, but I didn't because, you know, we didn't have scrimmages that year. So other coaches really couldn't see my film. So the Colts didn't feel like they needed to sign me because they didn't think anyone else would pick me up. But if they could see my film, they told me that they would have had to sign me in fear of other teams picking me up. But it was what it was. Next year I got injured, so I got cut. You know, it's just the hand I got dealt. And now I see this XFL as an opportunity to get back in the NFL. But, you know, no, that's everyone's mindset in the XFL. No one is in the XFL to be an XFL hero. It's used as a platform to catapult you back in the NFL. And the timing of it is set up that way, too. So the first game is mid-February. It ends mid-April. And that gives you about 2 months to get ready for obligated team activities in the NFL. So go in, put out some good film, get signed to a team in spring, and you're back in the game.
Are you going to be with Vegas?
Vegas Vipers, baby.
So are the Vegas Vipers going to play over at, what, Sam Boyd Stadium? They're not going to play inside the dome, are they?
I don't think they're going to play inside the dome. But, Steve, we got to get you some Viper gear, man.
Yeah.
I'll give you the address. I'll get you a hat. We'll get it going.
That sounds good. We'll get some Viper gear out there, get it going. Who's going to coach that team? Do you know?
Rod, I can't. You should look it up right now. He was a Hall of Famer. He played for the Steelers, Raiders, and Chargers. I can't think of his last name, but his first name's Rod.
Okay. Vegas Hall Vipers.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be meeting a lot of good coaches, and that's going to help me network, too, to add to my
coaching. Rod Woodson.
Network.
You mean Rod Woodson?
Rod Woodson, yeah. Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson, wow.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
Well, you'll learn a lot from me. Look, you know what Rod Woodson did? Rod Woodson tore his ACL in a season, right? Now, in the season, he tore it. And he busted his backside and got back and played in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys that year. So you're playing for a coach that's got some guts.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with all this because, you know, you always play with a lot of heart. And I think heart is something that needs to be measured, and you can see it on the tape. And hopefully there'll be plenty of NFL scouts that will be there to take a long look at this starting in February and then going all the way through.
Steve, I appreciate that, man. Because, you know, that's one thing about me. You know, let me leave you with this.
Yeah.
Coach Pry had a quote he'd say a lot, and it was one of my favorites. There's two types of football players. There's one that loves being a football player, and there's another that just loves football. And it's clear which one I am. I love the game.
Yep.
And what that really means is there's some guys who just like, you know, they like that everyone knows who they are. They like posting pictures on Instagram, but they don't really love the grind like I love the grind. So, and that's what's taking me this far.
Yeah, no question. I remember you were a relatively late guy on the list to come to Penn State.
Oh, I was yeah. The lowest recruit. I was the lowest recruit.
And guess what? You came in and increased your star level. How about that?
That's right.
What were you?
Do it again.
You were a three. I'd say you left here easily a 4.5, if not better.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yep. So, Rob, it's always a pleasure. Hopefully, this isn't the last time we talk. And I want to watch. I'm going to watch as many Vipers games as possible so I can keep track of how you're doing.
Thanks, Steve. I'm gonna send you that hat now. You give me your address.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care, Steve.